Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's MOOD.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com, that's M-O-O-D.com, to get started.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, speaking with Devin Nunes, the CEO, the guru of Truth Social. Once upon a time, he was the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, 2017 through 2019. And in that time, Devin and his committee and his investigators revealed the scale of Russiagate, the falsehood that Donald Trump was a stooge, a Kremlin crony, and conducting his campaign of 16 and his presidency subservient to Vladimir Putin himself. However, we now turn to the question of who created this falsehood and, more to the point, who spread this falsehood into the media. Devin, the hundreds of emails between Fusion GPS and the correspondents, the reporters, all demonstrating not only that the reporters were responding to this leaked information, but that Fusion GPS was editing their work. It was telling, it was correcting them, was copy editing them, giving them new information. The reporters knew they were being fed by Fusion GPS, which was a bad actor. And yet they went ahead and published it in their publications. The Washington Post is not the only one. All of them, I just read a piece by Dexter Filkins that was published in October of 2018, containing all of these falsehoods, stating at the end, it remains an enigma. We hope the, you know, Mueller has been given all this information. Remember Mueller? He was supposed to prove all of this was real. Well, Devin, those publications now know, they have reason to know, that these correspondents stained their reputations, and it remains in print. You can call it up online. You can read. And Devin, they were the same people who attacked you for 3 years. Now, maybe it wasn't organized in a fashion like we say Trump was a stooge of the White House, of the Kremlin, and so therefore attacked Devin. But to clear the air, those publications have to come forward and say this was false, this reporter was false, and we apologize. They have to. Otherwise, why should we believe anything they write about the trials upcoming?
Well, this is a lot of interesting points there, John. And let me kind of just go through it as best as I can. I think first and foremost, you've got this really exposed, ripped the Band-Aid off of the corruption within what was formerly called the media, and this is why many people that are Republicans or on the or center right have renamed them fake news media. They're really just the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party and the left in this country. And it's why I've said on your show over the years, I beg my former colleagues this, and even people continue to fall for it today. Why would you go in to interview with people, which is 95% of the media, who you know are just a propaganda arm of the DNC and the radical left? Now, I've been saying that. Now, Durham has provided proof through it with the hundreds of emails, because just think, those are not the only emails that exist. This happens every single day all throughout the media, where we just don't have a media in this country. And, you know, just to bring this back to truth, one of the reasons the main reason I left the Congress is that you then run it through the social media funnel. Then it gets, you take that 95% and it just force feed it into the population of America, John. When we first started talking about this issue, way back in 17, I was one of the lonely guys out there saying, look, this is just not true. none of this is true. It's all fake. And then, of course, people say, well, how can that be? You must be working for Putin. We get 100 stories a day. Well, yeah, the 100 stories a day were being generated by the same people that were in on the lie in the first place, and they knew it. You know, and they won Pulitzer Prizes. I mean, it's really awful what's happened here. They should be embarrassed. You know, and that's why having something like Truth Social to actually put this out there, I think, is so critical. And finally, I will say that it was really real journalists and investigative reporters that helped, that really put this all together. And as we started to read through it, it became, you know, evident. I mean, probably the number one investigative reporter, he's been on your show before, but Lee Smith, who wrote the best-selling book on this, The Plot Against the President, which, by the way, even though it was a New York Times bestseller, you have never seen anyone in the fake news. 95% of them have never talked about that book because he exposed them all, by the way, John, without the emails. He exposed them all.
He didn't have the emails we now have that all exactly endorse his opinion. Yes.
Yeah, and he nailed it, and I would encourage anybody who wants to know the truth about this. You know, I mean, Lee Smith really deserves a Pulitzer Prize for outing 95% of the media because he outed them without the emails. And then secondly, I would say also that before Twitter banned a lot of these people and censored them, there were hundreds of people on Twitter that were researchers that did a lot of work and also uncovered this. And you could kind of do it by piecing. The way they were able to do it is they would piece a story would get written. The Clinton campaign or DNC would talk about it. Another story would get written. They put something on social media and they went through and they pieced it all together. And that was essentially how you had the circumstantial evidence to say, wait a second here. We know you got this from Fusion GPS. It's clear. And now, of course, the emails are just the dagger right in the heart of the fake news media. So I'm glad to see people like Lee Smith. There's a great book, The Plot Against the President. And there was a documentary done called the same thing, Plot Against the President, done by Amanda Milius, along with all these people who were censored off of social media. I'm just glad that I'm in a place now. They're welcome on True Social and they're safe.
Yes, Lee Smith has a new TV show. I've not seen it yet on Epoch Times. And Kash Patel, your valuable, valuable assistance in investigation, has his own show on Epoch Times. We're Devin, you're the Warner Brothers stock company promoter. That's what you are. You've created a TV empire. But we've got years to go over. I mean, everything must be found out about the falsehoods. And Durham, simple point here. Let's not get too grand, John. Durham is moving the story, Devin. And that's to my satisfaction. Is it to yours? We'll end this way. Is it to your satisfaction that he's moving the story?
I think he's doing it. He's running a real investigation. There's no leaks. And the question will be, will these people who have been indicted, will they start to sing? Mm-hmm. And will they give up the Clinton campaign and the political operatives and the dirty cops at DOJ and FBI? I think that's most critical. Those are people that were given enormous power, whether it's the DNC, one of the major political party, one of the two political parties in this country, a campaign running for president in the United States, along with all of the fake news media. And then probably the worst of all are the people who participated in this in the DOJ and the FBI. Durham has to get this right. Hopefully people begin to talk because there's so many more people that deserve to. It wasn't Danchenko's fault or the FBI guy that changed the FISA documentation. Sussman was clearly following orders. These guys weren't just making this up. They were instructed to make up a fake news narrative to essentially, I think, what it really was. I think when this is all, there's circumstantial evidence for this. This was all about just covering up for the Clinton server that disappeared, right? Because I think they were afraid of the emails and the connections that they would find, ironically, to Russia and Ukraine by all these cast of characters. So it's just the same old story. Whatever they accuse you of doing, they're the actual ones that were doing it. And John, the way that, you know, just the final point on this, the way I knew this from the very beginning, when all of a sudden, you know, I start to investigate this, I'm, you know, just a month or two in, and they started attacking me, of all people, who had been critical of the Obama-Biden administration and Clinton for being extremely weak on Putin, they suddenly turned me into, started saying that I had something to do with Putin. And that's when I knew, okay, this is all a bunch of crap. And I knew it was BS. And it just took us a long time. And here we are, what, over five years later, we are still waiting for the next shoe to drop and waiting for people to pay a price and hopefully restore some sanity and some civility to this country. And I think that's how important this is for Durham to get this right.
Devin Nunes, the CEO, the guru of Truth Social, easy to follow, easy to join. It's on the Apple App Store right now. Lee Smith, his program is at Epoch Times. He will help you understand the scale of this. Kash Patel, he's at Epoch Times. He will also help you understand how far this investigation has come and where it's headed. The hundreds of emails between Fusion GPS and the correspondents, the reporters, all demonstrating not only that the reporters were responding to this leaked information, but that Fusion GPS was editing their work. It was telling, it was correcting them, was copy editing them, giving them new information. The reporters knew they were being fed by Fusion GPS, which was a bad actor. And yet they went ahead and published it in their publications. The Washington Post is not the only one. All of them, I just read a piece by Dexter Filkins that was published in October of 2018, containing all of these falsehoods, stating at the end, it remains an enigma. We hope the, you know, Mueller has been given all this information. Remember Mueller? He was supposed to, he was supposed to prove all of this was real. Well, Devin, those publications now know, they have reason to know that the, these correspondents stained their reputations and it remains in print. You can call it up online. It, you can read. And Devin, they were the same people who attacked you for 3 years. Now, maybe that, maybe it wasn't organized in a fashion like we say Trump was a stooge of the White House, of the Kremlin, and so therefore attacked Devin. But it, to clear the air, those publications have to come forward and say, this was false, this reporter was false, and we apologize. They have to. Otherwise, why should we believe anything they write about the trials upcoming?
Well, this is a lot of interesting points there, John. And let me kind of just go through it as best as I can. I think first and foremost, you've got this really exposed, ripped the Band-Aid off of the corruption within what was formerly called the media. And this is why many people that are Republicans or on the or center right have renamed them fake news media. They're really just the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party and the left in this country. And it's why I've said on your show over the years, I beg my former colleagues this, and even people continue to fall for it today. Why would you go in to interview with people, these, which is 95% of the media, who you know are just a propaganda arm of the DNC and the radical left? Now, I've been saying that. Now Durham has provided proof through it with the hundreds of emails, because just think, those are not the only emails that exist. This happens every single day all throughout the media, where we just don't have a media in this country. And, you know, just to bring this back to truth, one of the reasons the main reason I left the Congress is that you then run it through the social media funnel. Then it gets, you take that 95% and it just force feed it into the population of America, John. When we first started talking about this issue, way back in 17, I was one of the lonely guys out there saying, look, this is just not true. None of this is true. It's all fake. And then, of course, people say, well, how can that be? You must be working for Putin. We get 100 stories a day. Well, yeah, the 100 stories a day were being generated by the same people that were in on the lie in the first place, and they knew it, you know, from, and they won Pulitzer Prizes. I mean, it's really awful what's happened here. They should be embarrassed, you know, and that's why having something like Truth Social to actually put this out there, I think, is so critical. And finally, I will say that it was really real journalists and investigative reporters that helped, that really put this all together. And as we started to read through it, it became, you know, evident. I mean, probably the number one investigative reporter, he's been on your show before, but Lee Smith, who wrote the best-selling book on this, The Plot Against the President, which, by the way, even though it was a New York Times bestseller, you have never seen anyone in the fake news. 95% of them have never talked about that book because he exposed them all. By the way, John, without the emails, he exposed them all.
He didn't have the emails we now have that all exactly endorse his opinion. Yes.
Yeah. And he nailed it. And I would encourage anybody who wants to know the truth about this. You know, I mean, Lee Smith really deserves a Pulitzer Prize for outing 95% of the media because he outed them without the emails. And then secondly, I would say also that before Twitter banned a lot of these people and censored them, there were hundreds of people on Twitter that were researchers that did a lot of work and also uncovered this. And you could kind of do it by piecing. The way they were able to do it is they would piece a story would get written. The Clinton campaign or DNC would talk about it. Another story would get written. They put something on social media and they went through and they pieced it all together. And that was essentially how you had the circumstantial evidence to say, wait a second here. We know you got this from Fusion GPS. It's clear. And now, of course, the emails are just the dagger right in the heart of the fake news media. So I'm glad to see people like Lee Smith. His great book, The Plot Against the President. And there was a documentary done called the same thing, Plot Against the President, done by Amanda Milius, along with all these people who were censored off of social media. I'm just glad that I'm in a place now. They're welcome on True Social, and they're safe.
Yes, Lee Smith has a new TV show. I've not seen it yet on Epoch Times. And Kash Patel, your valuable assistance in investigation, has his own show on Epoch Times. Devin, you're the Warner Brothers stock company promoter. That's what you are. You've created a TV empire. But we've got years to go over. I mean, everything must be found out about the falsehoods. And Durham, simple point here. Let's not get too grand, John. Durham is moving the story, Devin. And that's to my satisfaction. Is it to yours? We'll end this way. Is it to your satisfaction that he's moving the story?
I think he's doing it. He's running a real investigation. There's no leaks. And the question will be, will these people who have been indicted, will they start to sing? Mm-hmm. And will they give up the Clinton campaign and the political operatives and the dirty cops at DOJ and FBI? I think that's most critical. Those are people that were given enormous power, whether it's the DNC, one of the major political party, one of the two political parties in this country, a campaign running for president in the United States, along with all of the fake news media. And then probably the worst of all are the people who participated in this in the DOJ and the FBI. Durham has to get this right. Hopefully people begin to talk because there's so many more people that deserve to. It wasn't Danchenko's fault or the FBI guy that changed the FISA documentation. Sussman was clearly following orders. These guys weren't just making this up. They were instructed to make up a fake news narrative to essentially, I think, what it really was. I think when this is all, there's circumstantial evidence for this. This was all about just covering up for the Clinton server that disappeared, right? Because I think they were afraid of the emails and the connections that they would find, ironically, to Russia and Ukraine by all these cast of characters. So it's just the same old story. Whatever they accuse you of doing, they're the actual ones that were doing it. And John, the way that, you know, just to final point on this, the way I knew this from the very beginning, when all of a sudden, you know, I start to investigate this, I'm, you know, just a month or two in, and they started attacking me, of all people, who had been critical of the Obama-Biden administration and Clinton for being extremely weak on Putin. They suddenly turned me into, started saying that I had something to do with Putin. And that's when I knew, okay, this is all a bunch of crap. And I knew it was BS, and it just took us a long time. And here we are, what, over 5 years later, we are still waiting for the next shoe to drop and waiting for people to pay a price and hopefully restore some sanity and some civility to this country. And I think that's how important this is for Durham to get this right.
Devin Nunes, the CEO, the guru of Truth Social, easy to follow, easy to join. It's on the Apple App Store right now. Lee Smith, his program is at Epoch Times. He will help you understand the scale of this. Kash Patel, he's at Epoch Times. He will also help you understand how far this investigation has come and where it's headed. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.